sweating.
Gross.
Well, I've got these earphones on, and I'm drinking a Bloody Mary.
That'll do it. James, I'm cross with you.
You're cross with me? Why are you cross with me?
Because I saw Thomas the Tank Engine with titties.
And that makes you cross at me because...
Well, because, like, I connected to you, right? But your end wasn't coming up. And so you said, wait 2 minutes and send it again. And so I had to kill 2 minutes. And so I popped over to 4chan.
No, we're told to go to the 4chan. You got literally a million ways you could kill time other than going to 4chan.
Sure. But that seemed like the most direct way to, like, see something stupid. And top of the fucking page, Thomas the Tank Engine, big old titties.
Thomas the Titty Tank Engine.
I saw that because of you. I would have never seen it otherwise.
I will accept the blame for Titty Tank Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas the Tit Engine. Not arousing. Another one I saw last week, somebody posted a picture of Vladimir Putin with big old titties. Like, somebody photoshopped him. You know, he's always shirtless.
He is.
And somebody photoshopped some very realistic breasts onto him.
Interesting.
Right?
Right.
Like, not what I would have done.
No.
But somebody did it, and, you know, I saw that.
It reminds me of that guy that got a boob job.
Oh, for the bet?
Yeah, he had a bet, and so he had to have boobs for a year.
And he did it, and he, like, kept them.
Yep.
So he liked having breasts.
Breasts.
I mean, I can't knock the dude or his knockers. Ah?
Can't knock the knockers.
I mean, that's his thing. He likes having boobies.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork episode 162. Thomas the Tit Engine.
Yes, Thomas the Tit Engine.
Yes, we didn't know.
Coming down the track. Those tits are back.
Nice. If you want to hear more of James's song stylings, you could check him out with The Family Dinner. He sings about tits all the time.
Sometimes it's about testicles.
There you go. So, yeah. So we weren't sure today was going to happen. This week,
I mean, yes, we weren't sure today was going to happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time where I was pretty sure when I went to sleep I'd have to wake up and deal with this shit all over again. Now, not so much. I don't know.
Yeah, there's, like, North Korea and all this other shit, so...
I'm not worried about North Korea. Like, they're going to do one dumb thing at, you know, the end, but, like, I don't know. I think it's just the news. I've been listening to the news way less, James. I'm feeling a lot better about myself.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
And life in general. Yeah, like, I used to listen to NPR every morning on the way to work. And now I don't listen to anything. I have nothing on. If I'm listening to anything, it's an audiobook. But it's like, let me have some quiet time.
So it doesn't update in real time.
Yeah. Like, I have my phone put away. And I just drive quietly to work. And I find I'm far less likely to stab somebody when I get there. And then maybe avoid the noose for, you know, a couple, at least until I get my coffee. And even then, I'm just taking it in snippets because it's just the same shit. Since January, it's the same shit. You're not going to believe this. I probably am. I probably am going to believe what the fuck is going on right now. I'm not even, you know, I'm not even surprised anymore. I just know what it's going to be. And when something really surprising happens, someone will text me. And I go, hey, Nick, you're not going to believe this. And I say, I probably will. And they'll tell me. You go, I don't believe it. And then I'll get back in. But for now, I'm good. But no, today, like, I didn't get we didn't get to do Dork yesterday because my internet went out Monday. And the guy was set to come yesterday to fix it. And he showed up at my house and I wasn't here because he was supposed to call me and tell me he was on the way. But he didn't do that. Instead, he showed up, didn't call. It was like 11 o'clock, which is why I think he did this. He showed up. I wasn't here. He called dispatch, said he'd waited for 30 minutes, and then went to lunch. Because it's 11. Why wouldn't you? So today, I came here in the window. I got here before him. And he called because I put up a big stink yesterday with dispatch and billing and all of them. It's like, this guy lied. He's a big fat liar. He never called me. He said he called. He didn't call. I got a call from the Indian call center. I got a call from India. I did not get a call from the guy here.
Yeah.
So I was very angry, and I told plenty of people that. So today he came, and it took literally 5 minutes for him to fix. Like, there was something wrong with the coaxial coming into my house, and the insulation on it had melted, and he fixed it, and now I have internets, and voila.
Dun-da-da-da.
Then, middle of the day, after I did that, I got back to the office, and one of the guys in my office was like, hey, Nick, you have a truck? I do. I need help moving Nigerians. And so I said, okay.
That's a little bit different from what I pictured before.
So I did. I moved four Nigerians.
Were they like in crates or something?
Yes. No, they were students, James, at LSU. And they were moving from like the couple's housing to a nicer apartment. And they just needed somebody to help move all their shit. So I did.
You have a truck.
Yes.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. That'll do it. Once you buy a truck, people are going to ask you to move. Like, that's like just a given.
It's one of the burdens. But whatever. Like, it's worth it. It's worth it for the trade-off. Because it's handy as fuck. When I got it, I was like, am I ever going to use this? Yes, I use it all the goddamn time. I'm always moving things. Or like, you know, drive down the road and like, oh, look, a dead deer. I'll just take it home. And you put it in the back. Bam. When I had my Scion, I couldn't do that.
No. No. You couldn't. You could not do that when you had your Scion.
But anyway, so we load up my truck. We load up this other guy's truck. We drive to their new apartment complex. And apparently, it wasn't supposed to be ready until 3 o'clock today. And we got there at 2 with our first load. And so I sat outside in the parking lot next to the dumpster and listened to the four of them frantically have a couple of conversations in Nigerian, which is like English and French filtered through Africa.
Yeah.
So even if you understand French and English, you're only catching snippets.
Right.
Like, if you took English and French and mixed them up and used a lot of slang, blammo. That said, they were very grateful. And the dude's wife, who is very pretty, said thank you several times, but with that accent that makes it oh so nice. And so, yeah.
Well, do you feel like a good Samaritan? Do you feel like you've helped, you've benefited the world? You've added the positivity of the global karma?
No, I feel dirty because I moved them. I moved two loads of stuff, and then I went back to my office and finished something up. And I didn't think I was going to get done in time to get back home, but I did. But I couldn't take a shower.
Oh.
And since it's October in Louisiana, it's like 90 degrees outside. So I'm sweaty and dirty. That's how I feel.
Well, you're always dirty. Just you're not always, like, you know, dirty physically.
I'm, yes. Filthy fucking pig.
You dirty capitalist fucked hard.
So did you see the new trailer, James?
What trailer are you referring?
the well, I posted pictures of it. The one
is it the new is it a new Pacific Rim trailer? Is it the new The Mountains Between Us trailer?
No.
Yes, I have seen the new Star Wars trailer.
Right?
Does the I mean, does the Pope shit in the woods? Of course I've seen it.
He does. He shits in the woods in his fancy hat. Okay, so Gorilla AT-ATs, I'm down. I guarantee you're going to see those fuckers climbing those cliffs in the trailer.
Oh, shit. I think I would, like, spontaneously, like, just jizz all over the place.
Right? Because you see them, they're all there. They got the red, slopey eyes, and they're all on their knuckles. They gave them knuckles. And the only reason they're going to have grippy hands is if they're going to climb something.
Yep.
So that's going to fucking happen.
I'm so excited. Like, that was, I was looking at the director was saying, like, I don't know if I want you guys to see this because I want you coming in clean, but I also want you to see it because it's, like, you know, the new trailer and it's exciting, but I also don't want you to see it because, you know, no spoilers, but I would. And I was, like, I was on the fence about, should I watch it? Should I not watch it? Well, you know, I'm going to see it anyway, either way. So right.
That's where I was. Yeah, I've already like, you put the trailer out. I'm not going to not see the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not masturbate to the trailer. Damn it.
No.
I totally masturbated to the trailer.
The little porg goes,
"Arr!" I came on the TV.
Ah.
I don't know, man. I don't have a problem with the porg thing.
The little cutesy thing next to Chewie.
Yeah, it's gonna sell like crazy in the stuffed animal world.
True.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not in the movie for me.
Yeah, it's like Ewoks, you know. Ewoks aren't for me.
It's for somebody else to go. Aw, it's not me.
If I had kids, you know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, daddy, buy us a pork. Okay.
Here you go. Welcome to Star Wars. It's all porgs.
Merchandising.
And that shit's merchandised well. It's a furry penguin with big old eyes.
You know, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Sold.
Oh, man. I got my tickets. I don't know. Just I don't know why I like need to buy tickets 2 months in advance, but you know, I fucking did.
I tell you what I'm really psyched about is Thor.
I got tickets for that too.
Like they already, you know, they keep posting little snippets and I think that's gonna be more fun than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, the way did you see the I meant to post it on the Dork page, I don't think I did. The Jeff Goldblum reading the tweets about what Ragnarok means?
No.
Oh, I will post it on the Dork page tonight, so by the time this episode is out, it'll be on our homepage. But you know, it's like people tweeted what they thought the definition of Ragnarok was, and Jeff Goldblum is he's reading the tweets, but like in the first one, for example, he takes like 17 tangents before he actually gets to reading the tweet, because he's like, you know, by somebody named Abigail, and he's like, oh, the name Abigail comes from the origin of that, and you know, it's like one of those old Salem witch trial names and blah blah blah. He just talks about it for like a minute before he even reads it. Oh, Jeff Goldblum is delightful. I can't wait to watch this movie. He is the Grand Master.
Well, do you see that clip of Chris Hemsworth on Jimmy Kimmel's show?
Oh, no.
Okay, so it opens with a clip from the movie where Thor is talking to this big, giant gray stone monster voiced by Taika Waititi. So it's this huge monster, but it talks like this. It's got a little bit of that Kiwi accent, and you know, it's like that's not a very good Kiwi accent. I can't hear myself because I have the headphones on. But so he's talking to it, and he's like, "Yeah, I wish I had my hammer." He's like, you had a hammer? He goes, yeah, I could fly. He goes, you rode a hammer? He goes, no, you don't ride it. I would like spin it and like throw it, and it would pull me up. He goes, it pulled you off. Your hammer pulled you off. He's no. Like I would spin it, and then it would, and like they do this whole back and forth, and it was all improv that they took and just put in the movie. And apparently Taika Waititi like really encouraged that, so it's like his other movies. It's funny. Like that's the whole idea. You got to see the clip. I'll post the clip up too. But he was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about it, and like he's just like, yeah. You know, he's great. Jeff Goldblum is great. His brother warned him about that. He'd worked with him. He's like, yeah, you're going to love Jeff Goldblum. He does the greatest Jeff Goldblum impersonation. He's just crazy. So, yeah, looks like a big old ball of fun. James? Did you go away?
Oh, no. There? Now? Yes.
Hello.
You can hear me now.
Where'd you go?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I pressed the mute button, but I thought I unpressed it, but apparently I got off of my how many times I had pressed it.
Yeah, I could not hear you.
I'm back here. Yes, I was excited about the Thor, the humor level, because even from the first trailer and like the extended clip that I saw where he's like, explaining to the Hulk, like, I'm here, and I lost my hammer. That was yesterday. Feels so fresh.
Still pretty fresh.
Loki's right up there. And Loki's all like, this is not happening. But it looks like they get into it and, like, you know, some superhero fighting happens.
With guns.
There's some guns? Yes.
Yeah, why? But, okay.
I'm fucking excited for this. I am really excited. Oh, you can't see me because for some reason when you turn your camera on, I think, oh, well, that means that my camera's on too. You can see me, but no. But I'm here. It's cool. It's all exciting. It's cool. You can see me wearing my Green Lantern shirt. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can totally hear you.
Okay. Well, it looked like you were making noise, but not making. I couldn't hear anything.
No, I've got a.
Excellent. Be excellent to each other.
Yeah, that's my Bill and Ted shirt, which is fitting because there are, you know, renewed rumors that they're making another one. Keanu Reeves was talking about it in an interview. He was like, "Yeah, it's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music, and like they're old and they still haven't like made it, and they haven't saved the world." I was like, okay, well, sure.
It's about being slackers?
I guess. Which doesn't make any sense because in the second one, they popped in and they were like, oh, we're in our 30s now. And look, we got kids and wives. And, and then they played this song.
God gave rock and roll to ya. You know, it's really weird that the guy that played Death in that movie was William Sadler, the same guy that plays the president in the Marvel Universe. And played the bad guy in Die Hard 2.
It's a funny place we live in, James.
It is.
Can't go around typecasting people in your mind. You never know who they're going to be next week.
I can do that. It just doesn't always work out.
Like when the Joker saved Princess Leia?
Yes, like when the Joker saved Princess Leia. Put it at the deck! I'm fine. Speaking of the Joker, have you watched many of the straight-to-video WB animation, like DC Heroes videos? Films? Yes.
I think the last one I saw was Flashpoint.
Oh, okay. What did you think of that one?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm impressed with it.
Yeah, I generally enjoy most of the ones that they have. Like, there was one that it wasn't called Injustice, but I think it may have been called, like, Gods and Monsters. It was, like, an alternate timeline where Superman and Wonder Woman were, like, kind of evil. But they were, awesome. like, not Yeah, it was awesome. That one was good. Most of the Batman ones, like there's like a new Batman one like every few months, it seems like, or Teen Titans, or you know, like there's something, always on something. There was like the Teen Titans Judas Contract, which is based on a storyline from the comics from the early 1980s that was written by Marv Wolfman and illustrated by George Perez, and the video is actually really good. I mean, it's like the same storyline, but they have like a few different characters because it's taking place now until like Damian, who's like, you know, Batman's son as Robin, is like part of the whole thing where he wasn't part of the original storyline, but it still works out really well. And that one's done really well. There was a new one that just came out within the last couple of weeks called Batman Harley Quinn, which is a little more campy than the ones I'm used to. But definitely the design of it is cool. The Floronic Man and Poison Ivy are the bad guys, but like Batman and Nightwing have to team up with Harley Quinn. And there's some definitely adult themes to this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Floronic Man, that's a weird choice.
It is. But they're trying to like turn the entire population of the world into like man thing or swamp thing type creatures, like half plant, half man. So they like stop destroying the earth.
But well, like you think the Floronic Man would learn after he dealt with the Swamp Thing the first time.
Well, yeah, but he's not trying to deal with the Swamp Thing. He's just trying to like steal the Swamp Thing's what's the guy's name? Alec Holland, his like original research, and used it to create a world full of plant things or plant people. He's not actively trying to cross paths with the Swamp Thing.
He's a fucking poser.
He's a poser.
He is. Swamp Thing was like told him that much. He's like, you are not the green.
You are not of the green.
He did. He's like, you're a little bitch. He did. He takes the power of the Swamp Thing and he's like gets into the green and like goes all over the world and through time and space, and he's just like, it's too much, and he loses his shit. And Swamp Thing like pops out. He's like, yeah, poser. Poison Ivy can handle it though.
Poison Ivy what?
Poison Ivy can handle it though.
Yeah. She'd get it.
Like, this just feels right. Plant lady.
Poison Ivy.
So for the last couple nights we haven't had internet, which, you know, when you depend entirely on it for all your connections,
it's like weird. TV stuff too.
Oh man, Mr. Robot was on last night, new premiere, and I missed it because
Ruh-roh.
No connection. So I'm gonna watch it tonight, but not happy. I'm not a happy camper, James.
No, I wouldn't be either. I'd be mildly upset.
We did watch both the Addams Family movies, which still hold up. The only thing that doesn't hold up about those films is the soundtrack.
Oh, like with MC Hammer and such?
Extremely dated. Well, the first one, it's, you know, it's MC Hammer. And the second one, it was...
Was it Bobby Brown? That was...
Oh, no, it was... fuck. It's another equally campy pseudo-hip-hop act. I can't remember for the life of me who it is. But they pop up over the credits. But still a fun flick. I laughed out loud, like, several times. The jokes I'd forgotten. Speaking of stuff I'd forgotten, I... finished my rerun through of the Dresden Files.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I had listened to it long enough ago that I forgot about a bunch of stuff, and so like I was still getting surprised by things. It's like, oh my god, that's wow. So yeah, I enjoyed it. Let's see. Wow, the Adam's Family Values was a flop in theaters. It had a $75 million budget, and it only pulled in $48 million.
Oh, that is kind of a flop.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, the first one wasn't all that much of a hit. I mean, even after the second one came out, they did other things to forward the franchise. They had, like, the straight-to-video or straight-to-the-Disney-channel movies with, like, Tim Curry, I think, is...
The first one had a budget of $30 million. It made $191 million.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
It also had one of the greatest pinball games attached to it ever.
Yes. That's definitely on my bucket list. I want to own that and a Ms. Pac-Man machine. But I've played the shit out of that pinball machine. At least
The shit out of that pinball machine.
They had a Mr. Oh! Oh, here you go. It was number one. It's an opening week, but then Miss Doubtfire released the next weekend.
Yeah, that'll kill the family.
That's tough to
compete for a couple of them. Yeah. But they had that straight to TV movie like 5 years later with Tim Curry and Daryl Hannah. Yeah, I'm surprised that it didn't. The sequel, Adam's Family Values. Maybe like who directed the first one? Was it the same director, Barry Sonnenfeld? But like, it's pretty much the same cast. I mean, Angelica Houston, Raul Julia, they all came back. Christopher Lloyd.
Ah, there you go. Tag teams. Whoop! There it is. They did a remix of it called Adam's Family Whoomp.
Oh,
was that's the lead singer.
P38 Space Modulator.
Well, originally Paramount Pictures had signed Michael Jackson to record a horror-themed song for the film and to promote it with a video. In an attempt to cope with the negative publicity from accusations of child molestation, Jackson turned to prescription drugs and had to undergo a lengthy rehab. He was unable to finish the video, and his song, Is It Scary, was dropped from the film. So, yeah.
Apparently, there was also a song by Foo Schnickens in there.
Foo Schnickens, you say?
They did a song with Shaquille O'Neal at some point, and called... I don't know if the song was called Shaq Fu, but it was like a whole like maybe album or mini album called Shaq Fu that was part of that. They also had the video game Shaq Fu.
Dude, did you swap your mic?
Just now?
Yeah.
No.
You just went warbly.
Is it doing weird things?
Yeah, man.
No!
It switched to the lawnmower, James.
Yeah.
Get you anything, Murph.
Make you feel all right. How's that?
Ah, there you go.
All right. I don't know what happens with that. I don't know why it like changes its setting. Because like I look in and it says it's the headset, and then I click it off, and then click it back on the headset, and then it's really the headset. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, I think the other thing is your headset, but it just is all. Electric Man. Hello, I'm the Demon James. I'm a ghost of the machine.
No. Only now at the end do you understand.
But yeah, Foo Schnickens also had a song on album, the soundtrack album for a movie called CB4, which was like a comedy with Chris Rock about like gangsters and jail and stuff. I never actually watched the movie. But it had a really serious Public Enemy song, and then like a not so serious Foo Schnickens song about way down upon a swampy river, far far away, yippee okay, I'm doing this and doing it like there's something in it. like Hong Kong, fooey, I chop like some suey, like Doc Bruce Banner, I got some pragama, so don't you cry for me, oh Susanna, tell your grandma, your grandpa, your pops, and your mama, you got the right one, baby, eh. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, welcome back, James.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm fine. I miss playing trivia. Actually, I'm going to play trivia later on tonight, so I guess I won't miss it for long.
What do you miss, James?
Playing trivia? I actually miss playing trivia in Baton Rouge. That was cool.
Misses you too, James.
Yes. I like, I like big butts, and I cannot lie, but I also like playing trivia. I am very excited about Star Wars.
Yeah. We didn't get any more clarity on who the fuck Snoke is.
Except that he's a real physical person.
Yeah. We got the spoiler that Rey is going to go to
the dark side.
No. I think they're like gonna meet in the middle. He's like, what the fuck is going on? He's like, yeah, I totally didn't kill my mom. I was going to, but I didn't. So my heart's not in this.
But you did kill your dad, so there's that.
Yeah, so somebody talking about how like Han did it himself. Like he's like, gotta help the kid. I am a bit of a helicopter parent, and like he grabbed the lightsaber and he hit the button.
Yeah. Possibly. But, you know, Kylo Ren was pretty avid about fighting Rey after that and hurting John Boyega. Although he didn't kill him, so I don't know.
Dude can't finish shit.
He can't finish Finn? What else were we thinking about in the Star Wars thing? Are they going to make more Star Trek movies? On a side note,
I don't know, man. Like, okay, so have you watched Star Trek Discovery at all?
I have not. I don't have all access, and I'm waiting to do my free trial until like the entire season is available.
I think a lot of people are there, man. I'm not getting that just for that. Like, are you going to pay just to watch fucking Star Trek? No, I'm not. Like everybody doesn't get a streaming channel, okay?
Right.
Like we're gonna have a couple collectives. I'm fine with that. I'll pay like $8 for one that gives me like a bunch of different channels all in a bundle. But don't the big three don't you're dead, big three. You're dead. You don't get, you know, a 40 share 3 nights a week just because you exist. That's over. That time has ended.
Yeah.
Switch like Sega and just make games. Fucking around. I miss Hulu, James. I miss her 2 days. And all the new TV just started back up last week.
I know. I didn't even realize that there have been 3 episodes of Big Bang Theory, which isn't on Hulu. It's on CBS, but... there's like 3 episodes. Like, holy shit, I forgot this even started.
Have you been watching The Orville?
The what? Oh, The Orville? Okay. So I watched the first 2 episodes, and then I watched most of the 3rd episode. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I mean, if I was like sitting in front of the TV all the time and like, you know, just like, you know, let's see what's on. But like these days I have to like be more intentional about my TV watching. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to sit down and watch something. What are my options? You know, because I only have like, you know, an hour, or I have to be doing something else at the same time. So, but it's been not like outrageously entertaining, but it did like hold my attention the first episode. The second one was pretty cool.
Well, the last one had Uma Thurman in it. I mean, not Uma Thurman, Charlize Theron in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's good. Like, so far, in my opinion, it's been like half decent episodes of Next Generation.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the feel they're going for. It seems to be very much the themes they're going for. It's like Next Generation, but with a few more jokes.
Right. Definitely more comedy.
Yeah, they can be kind of silly. But like after the first one, there was a lot more like funny in it. And after that, they've been like, I think Seth MacFarlane just wanted to do more episodes of Next Generation. And so he's like, yeah, I'll just do it myself. So I'd be surprised if it gets another season. But I'm enjoying it for what it is now.
Yeah. It is yeah, I mean, I have to watch some more of it, but like, you know, definitely it's the kind of things you would not be surprised to find in Next Generation. Especially that second episode with the zoo.
Yeah. Well, this latest episode really had some heavy Next Generation vibe. Like heavy. I was just like, yeah, that could totally have been Picard and shit dealing with that.
Yeah. And the third episode, I forgot, the one where it's an all-male species
about
that
has
a female baby. Yeah. So I watched it up until the point where the guy says, I was a female, you know.
Mm.
Spoiler, yeah, by the way.
Well, you need to finish that episode.
Okay, I'll finish that episode.
Because it also, like, it had a good, like, there's a part where, like, Carol and I are watching, and I was like, oh, blank, that's the turn. And she's like, ah. And then it ended, and it was like, ah. Like, it didn't feed you anything. Like, it gave you, it's like, here's some appetizers, what you want. And here's some other stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, finish the episode. It's a good episode.
Okay, I'll finish the episode.
And then the one after that, they find a spaceship floating in space and get on it, and stuff happens.
Is Ricardo Montalban on it?
No.
Okay.
But then in the fifth one, they find a spaceship floating in space, and Charlize Theron's on it.
Okay.
But they're two totally different stories. It's kind of like what happens when you're just exploring space. You know?
Right.
If you want to tell stories, you have to find shit every week.
That's true. It's like a wagon train for the stars.
Dude, okay, so astronomers have found a big chunk of the universe.
Oh. Okay.
They announced it the other day. Like, apparently, you know, they knew how much universe there should be. Like, there's matter, there's dark matter, and there's dark energy. And that makes up everything, right?
Right.
But they're not seeing as much matter as they have calculated exists.
Right.
It's like, where the fuck is it? And so they found it. It turns out, like, it's in between galaxies, like in little tendrils of gas, but it's so thin that you can't see it with a telescope. So they did different types of observations to try and catch this shit. So like the whole universe seems to be interconnected by these tiny rivulets of matter, which made me think a lot of fucking neurons and synapses.
Yeah. Interesting. So they're like basically like you said, like tendrils or like postganglionic fibers or preganglionic mm-hmm. nerves, whatever they are.
It's just really tiny.
Huh.
But
well, you know, comparatively, I guess.
Yeah. Like, small enough you can't see it from a distance. But however they do it, you know, I guess they had two different teams working two different angles and were able to, you know, pick up enough to measure it. And be like, yeah, okay, so now that we know what we're looking for, this shit's all over the place. So, yeah.
Cool.
Science. So way to go, astronomers. You found shit.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know like at what pace it, you know, when you were living in like 1616 or, you know, 1752 or whatever, like at what pace scientific discoveries would happen. It seems like, or how fast they would be you know, communicate it out to the average citizen. I guess the average citizen was like, oh, no, it's all like, you know, the four elements, earth, wind, fire, etc. Water is the other one. I don't know why I had to say et cetera instead of water. But, you know, I don't know. I feel very fortunate to be living in a time where
well, like cavemen,
where scientific knowledge is, like, growing, like, exponentially.
Cavemen were discovering shit all the time. Like, I found fire. I found dirt. I found grass. Like, they were just putting names on shit. Like, look, put grass in fire. Oh, put dirt in fire. Fire, go away. Like, every day is something new and incredible. As soon as they started getting all scientific. It's like children playing in the fucking playground. Oh, look, if I stand on my head long enough, I pass out. Did you know that? No. Oh. Yeah, Og totally discovered. If you stand upside down, you pass out. And everybody starts doing that for a week. You know?
Yeah, like scientific discovery fads, basically.
Yeah, but now there's so many different specific disciplines and so much to like what do you study? Physics. Okay, but like what?
Astrophysics. Like
you're not just a physicist. You got to get really specific. Or you're not just a chemist. You're not just a botanist. Like, what do you study? You have to get really specific about what you fucking do.
Yeah.
And so with all these motherfuckers studying specific shit, like, blam. New organic shit all
chemistry,
day.
Inorganic chemistry, biochemistry, you know, physics, particle physics, astrophysics, string physics.
You see that post about the guy they woke from a vegetative, or they roused from a vegetative state by injecting stem cells into his brain?
No.
He'd been in a vegetative state for 15 years.
Holy shit.
And they injected stem cells into his brain, and they started getting readings of a conscious brain. And so that went around last week, and everybody was like, holy shit. And his scientists were like, you know, I know, right? And people were like, well, is he awake? And like, no, he died. But for a little while there, it was pretty fucking amazing. But I saw another video last week of another guy who had a spinal cord injury, so he was paralyzed from the neck down, and they started giving him stem cell therapies, and he was, like, they showed him doing military presses. Like the bar, like it wasn't a heavy bar. He was doing like physical rehab, but he wasn't supposed to be able to fucking move.
Yep.
They got the top half of his body together enough where he can lift weights. Any weight, you know, you can scratch your balls. That's incredible. Much less,
yeah.
Look at me. I'm doing physical therapy.
It's the future.
Yeah. It is the future.
I know.
Well, it feels like a fucking sci-fi dystopia, because you got all this tech out there and the government's like, no, we're not going to fund it because it's too smart and makes sense. What? Jesus! What the fuck are you talking about? Just fun. No! It's hard. It's hard to understand and articulate. I don't know what that is. So, no. Fuck you, man. Let all the scientists become like goddamn pirates.
Yar.
Do that shit. Rapture's right around the corner. There's a guy putting in big old glass tunnels underwater. How do you make a skyscraper waterproof? We'll put that on the bottom. And I want to make Big Daddies and all that shit. Like some motherfucker doing it. Because that's the only way we're going to get shit done anymore, James. At least for the next 3 years.
Just bury them in an underground, underwater city.
God damn it.
What's funny is I was thinking, like, as I was saying, like, oh, we're, like, discovering new science, like, every day, and it's, like, fantastic to be alive. And, like, you know, 100 years from now, either they're going to be discovering, you know, the range of human knowledge is going to be expanding at a rate that's, like, inconceivable to us right now. Or we're all going to be dead. So, one or the other.
Fair point. You're always such an upper, James.
Oh, yeah. You got to accentuate the positive, but acknowledge the negative.
Acknowledge the negative.
Oh. I love going to see movies. I just want to see that.
That's fair, James. Yeah. Good for you. All right, James. I think I'm going to go take a shower.
You probably need it. I can smell you from here.
Yeah, I can smell me from here, and it's raucous. This business has to end. So I'm going to go hose off. But I will see you next week, James.
Yes, yes.
And with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
You have been dorked. Welcome to Dork. Goodbye, and Dork, 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 Dork.
Yeah, and it should be a much lesser wait for the next round because my internet's back. And unless it catches fire again. It didn't catch fire, dude, but like the connection to the house was really hot. Like my internet went out, and I went out and I checked the box, and I was like, "See if this everything's connected." And I grabbed it, and it like was hot. So I came back with a wet washcloth just to like touch it and see, and it like hissed.
It
I was like, "What the fuck?"
That is probably not by design.
I was like pulling electricity from somewhere. And the guy came in and he swapped it out. But I was like, "So is that pulling electricity?" He's like, "Yeah, it seems like it." It's like, "From where?" He goes, "Nah," and swapped it out and left. Now, the internet's back up, but he did not fix the problem. I don't believe. I'll know tomorrow. Like if I go out there and check it, and it's hot as balls.
Balls.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, I will see you next week.
Yes, yes, yes.
Later, James.
Later, Nicholas.